Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Israeli military said Wednesday it carried out airstrikes against Syrian and Iranian targets inside of Syria in response to what it said were explosive devices placed along the border in the Golan Heights. Syria's state-run news agency cited a military source saying the airstrikes killed three soldiers and wounded another. An Israeli statement accused a Syrian squad led by Iranian forces of placing the explosives. Iran is an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has sent military advisors and allied militias to help Syrian forces during the country's civil war. Israel has sought to prevent Iran from establishing a presence in Syria, and during the past decade it has carried out numerous airstrikes against the Iranian-linked targets. Iota continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains, even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. As of late Tuesday night, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Iota had winds of 65 kilometers an hour on a path towards Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Iota made landfall Monday on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm left scores of communities cut off from the outside world, forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. At least 8 people across the region have been killed, including 2 children who reportedly drowned while trying to cross a flooded river in Nicaragua. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Pentagon is bringing home more American troops in the coming weeks, following President Donald Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters at the Pentagon on Tuesday, by January 15th, there will be 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. President Trump abruptly fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who earlier this month, according to the Washington Post, sent a classified memo to the White House expressing concerns about an abrupt withdrawal in Afghanistan as violence remains high and peace talks drag. Both Republican and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. The U.S. medical establishment is urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected president-elect Joe Biden's team or risk needless deadly lags in tackling the pandemic. The Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy, and the open letter from the 3 leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments are scrambling to try to get control of the COVID-19 surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the country. President Trump announced on Twitter that he fired Chris Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, for a recent statement Krebs made regarding election security. Krebs has consistently debunked allegations of voter fraud over the past week, tweeting, 59 election security experts all agree, in every case known, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or are technically incoherent. Trump tweeted that Krebs' statements were highly inaccurate, alleging massive improprieties and fraud. Trump's tweet was labeled as disputed by Twitter. And Hong Kong police arrested 3 former opposition lawmakers Wednesday for disrupting legislative meetings several months ago as concerns grow over a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy camp. The trio separately disrupted legislative meetings by splashing pungent liquids and other items on 2 occasions. Hong Kong police said in a statement they arrested the former lawmakers on charges of contempt in the legislature and intent to cause harm to others. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote.